Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the first day of Kislev, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Hamishi, Mishnah Vav. Our Mishnah continues to explain Mishnah Gimel. There we talked about one Yavam and one Yavama, one widow of the deceased brother and one surviving brother. And we talked about there in that Mishnah, once chalitza was done, or once beer was given, we say, Ein acha chalitza ven acha beer klum. There's nothing that can impact a chalitza. Nothing more required. Once chalitza is done, it completely removes the connection of the yavama. Similarly, beer, if there is a beer done. Our Mishnah is going to continue to talk about that theme and whether that applies in all cases. Says the Mishnah, Chalatz, the surviving brother gave chalitza. The osa maimer, and then afterwards he might have given a maimer, given a kiddushin. That's a midrabanan kiddushin for Yavam. Nosen get, or he gave her a get. Uval, or he lived with her. He had intercourse with her. Oy, that's one case. Oy boal, or he lived with her. He had relations with her. The osa maimer, and then afterwards he did maimer, he gave a kiddushin, the nosan get, and he gave her a get, the chalatz, or he did chalitza. In either case, ein achar chalitza klum. There is nothing that can affect the chalitza. Once it's done, it's completed that requirement for that woman, for the yavama. Bein batchila, whether the chalitza took place right at the start, and afterwards he did maimer, and then gave her a get, or ben bamtza, whether the chalitza took place between those steps. For example, he gave her a get first, then did chalitza, then did maimer. Again, the maimer will have no effect after the chalitza. Doesn't even need a get for the maimer. Again, this is following Rabbi Akiva's opinion that kiddushin is not toifus, is not valid, even in a chayvalav. Or even ben basoif, says the Mishnah, or even at the end. So the yavam did maimer, gave kiddushin, and he gave a get, and then he follows it at the end with chalitza. That's fine. Nothing will impact the chalitza. So if he does a maimer after that, it's invalid. It's irrelevant. Chalitza removes the zika completely, removes the connection. That's with chalitza. What about be'ila? What about living with her? Which is, as far as the Torah is concerned, that's all you need to do. No kiddushin, nothing, just living. That's called the yavam. That's what the yavam does. That's called yavam. Says the Mishnah, v'habi'ila, but when it comes to living with her, living with the yavam, pain is bizman shehu betchila, if it's in the beginning, like let's say there's one yavam, let's say there's one surviving brother, and two widows, two yavamas, and he did bia with one of them, he had intercourse with one of them, he lived with her, and afterwards he did maimer with the other wife, with the yavama, which he shouldn't have, but he gave maimer to the other widow. Ein achareha klum. That maimer that he gave the other widow is nothing. It's invalid. Why? Because since he did bia at the tchila, at the first, right at the outset, he lived with her. That's it. It removes completely any zikah, any connection of the yavama to him or any other brothers, if there would be. But the emtsa. But if the bia, if living with her took place in the middle, which means he gave a get first, and then he did bia, and then he followed it with a maimer, or basoif, or certainly when he did the bia at the end of all these steps, he gave a get, for example, then he did maimer, gave a kiddushin, and then he did bia. Yay, shacharei klum. There is something after that. It will have an impact. And if he gave a maimer again after that bia, after that living with her, she will need a get for that. She'll need, and she needs chalitza as well. Why? Why is that? That's because it's what we call a bia pesula. It's called an unfit bia, an unfit living, an unfit intercourse. Why is that? Because bia, to be a proper kinyan, to absolutely remove any zika, needs to be done batrila, needs to be done at the outset, at the first step. And if it's not, it doesn't have the power to remove that zika of the yivam. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Nechemya Omer. He says, Achas Be'ila Ve'achas Chalitza. He says that's the same rule for Be'a or Chalitza. Bein Batchila, whether any of these two steps are done at the beginning. Bein Bamtza, whether it's done in the middle, preceded by Maimer or whatever, or get in before that. Bein Basoif, whether it's at the end, even a Be'a, which is done at the end, after the get and maimer, ein achareo klum, nothing will impact it, and she doesn't. She goes out with a get without chalitza, no chalitza required, if a beer was done, even if that beer was inverted commas psula, and if he does a maimer after the beer, for example, there were two yavamas after the beer he did in another maimer chaverta, the maimer will not be toifus in it, will not even be toifus, and it will have no. No effect on the other woman. This is how Rashi and Bartanura learn. Other Mefarshim don't go that far, so the Mashal Ramban learn that even according to Rabbi Nechemia, an unfit bia, where a bia was done, whether he lived with her, when that was done not in the right way, in other words, it was done in the middle or at the end of these other procedures, it will not completely remove the zik of the Yibum. And she will need still a chalitza. And what the Mishnah means by ein acharei klum means that the maimer, that a kiddushin, will have no effect after the bia. But according to these Rishonim, they hold, yes, she will still need a chalitza. So there's a little bit of a difference between how to learn Rabbi Nechemia. But as I said before, according to Rashi and Bartanura, it's completely, it's exactly like chalitza. You don't need it, there's no zikr whatsoever, doesn't even need chalitza. But the Ramban and Rashal say, no, not that far. Rabbi Nechemia didn't go that far to say they don't need chalitza. Only a bia, which is at the beginning, will actually completely remove the zikr. Perek Shishi, Mishnah Aleph. We've learned several times that a yavama is acquired by bia, by living with the Yavama. And Almish is going to say how far-reaching this kinyan is and how far-reaching all cases of living with her. Under almost all circumstances of having intercourse with her, he will be koinaher. He'll be koinaher with Bia, as we'll soon see in our Mishnah. Mishnah Aleph. Habol Yavimtoi, the Yavam, the surviving brother, that lives with his Yavama, that lives with the widow of his deceased brother who died without children. Bein b'shogeg, whether he thought he was actually living with another woman even. He didn't even realize it was his yavama. Bein b'mezid, whether he lived with her for absolutely no reason to do yibum. In fact, he wanted to live with her, to have an affair with her. That's all. Just wanted to enjoy life with her. But no mitzvah he had in mind, did not have in mind for 1 minute when he lived with her that he was doing it for a mitzvah. He was doing it for znus, just for having sex. That's all he was interested in. Bein bonus, whether he lived with her because he was under force, he was forced to live with her. Bein berotzen, whether he intended to do the mitzvah of yibum. Now, there's no chiddush really, bein berotzen, but that's because, well, Mishnah mentions it because that's the style. We often say that, bonus bein berotzen. But truly, there's no chiddush to say that the mitzvah is done berotzen. Afilu hu shogeg v'hi mezida. Even if he was accident, he didn't even know that he was living with his Yavama, but she had in mind to have an affair with him. She had no intention for the mitzvah. Or the other way around. Who amazed it? He intentionally wanted to live with her for no reason of Yibum, just to have sex, that's all, just for the enjoyment. V'hisha gagas, and she was accident. She thought she thought it was another man. Or whether who onus, whether he was forced, v'hilainus, or she wasn't. Or he anos, so she was forced for hula anos, he wasn't. Or whether they were both shogeg, both didn't realize who their partner was, who they were living with at the time. Or both mezidin, they were both just having intercourse for fun, just for enjoyment. But absolutely no intention to do a mitzvah. Or both of them were forced. Echad hama'ora, whether he started penetration, he didn't even finish. Vechad ha'gomer, whether he had full penetration. In all these cases, kona, he has acquired his yavama, and she becomes his fully fledged wife in all respects. some Poshim learn that kona means not just that he acquires her, they say he acquires the properties of his deceased brother, of her deceased husband. And if he wants to divorce, he needs to give her a get. V'leicholak ben bia lebia. And there is no difference whatsoever as to what bia was done between each bia. The Gemara explains that this last bit of the Mishnah is telling us that it's so far-reaching that it doesn't even matter, even if it was a natural intercourse or whether it's unnatural intercourse, in all cases he's koinaha. Some say that means whether it's frontal or anal. Either way, there is absolutely no difference. It's very, very powerful bia with a yibum, and he is koinaha, he acquires her.